Since his days in the Senate, Joe Biden has been an ardent supporter of Israel.
Were there not an Israel, the United States of America would have to invent an Israel to protect her interest in the region.
As vice president in the Obama administration, he took point on what were still considered viable negotiations in the Palestine-Israel conflict. These began to falter in 2010, when new Israeli settlements were announced on the eve of a Biden visit to the region, something the U.S. viewed as a slap in the face by then-Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We've got a big agenda today.
But as president, Joe Biden was eager to host the new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett in the White House and reiterate his unwavering support.
The U.S. will always be there for Israel. It's an unshakable partnership between our two nations.
On arrival, President Biden will be greeted by Yair Lapid, yet another prime minister, though he's in an acting capacity, until yet another round of Israeli elections later this year.
The political uncertainty in Israel is another hurdle to long-term diplomatic discussion. President Biden will also meet with the leader of the opposition, Benjamin Netanyahu, a close ally of former President Donald Trump, who may well return to power later this year. This would require another reset in U.S.-Israel relations.
Human rights issues will also loom over President Biden's visit to Israel and the occupied West Bank, where he's likely to face sharp questions about the U.S. report on the killing of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, which found she was likely killed by unintentional gunfire from Israeli positions, but could not reach a definitive conclusion about the origin of the bullet that struck her. The inconclusive report was met with anger by Palestinian officials and family members.
I suspect the president will try to use the report in a positive way to indicate that the U.S. was willing to take a look at this issue. This is something that the Trump administration almost certainly would not have done.
The killing of Shireen Abu Akleh was not an isolated incident. Over the years, dozens of media individuals and organizations have been the target of Israeli army forces. In May last year, a building housing international media offices, including those of Al Jazeera and the Associated Press, were destroyed in an air raid. There were no calls for Israeli accountability then either, and despite the pledges of the Biden administration, human rights issues are unlikely to impede its desire to keep Israel as its closest and most valued ally in the region. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.